Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, no think good. About this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Good vibes and variety. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello. It's Alice's morning show. La Garza Summer Camp bringing us this portion of the program. La Garza Summer Camp has got it all. 30 locations across the Bay Area. A variety of programs from sports to STEAM. Flexible scheduling. Epic fun for kids and peace of mind for parents.
You've been warned.
Summer's coming.
It's coming, and you've got to find something for your kids to do. La Garza is a great option.
Yeah. LaGarzaSports.org. Use the code Alice. You get $50 off. We'll get you going. Get summer settled. You know you need to.
Here's a couple texts from our last break before you start all the new stuff.
Yeah.
I know you've got a lot to do. The section on Craigslist was called Casual Encounters.
Ooh.
I think they removed it when the Craigslist killer was around.
Oh, that seems like a bad thing to have happen.
What? I don't remember the Craigslist killer, but it does seem like...
Yeah. Maybe he didn't kill dudes who were trying to sell surfboards.
Nice to know they responded, though, by getting rid of that section.
All right, fine. We'll get rid of that section.
You can't get anybody on the phone there at all.
They even did a movie about this guy, The Craigslist Killer, TV movie, 2011.
Jesus.
Craigslist stopped personal ads years ago, but it was one way I would find other gay guys to date before Grindr.
Oh.
A little sketchy, though.
Yeah, Sounds like it.
I mean, yeah. Yes. Mm. 209 says, the same thing that Diddy did to that lady with hired escorts happened to my friend, but her guy was bringing guys in from Craigslist. Hmm. 510.
Horrifying. Just horrifying.
In my drinking days when I was younger, my husband and I often used Craigslist to call a lady over for a threesome. Good times. Wouldn't do it now in my 40s, though.
Oh. Still married to the same guy.
They didn't say. That's all I have.
Or the same person. Don't want to presume anything.
Hi. I was looking for a room to rent on Craigslist. And there were lots of sketchy room in exchange for female companionship offers.
Oh.
Yeah, we'll give you a room for certain considerations.
Mm. And sometimes we'll even let you out of that room to, say, the bathroom.
Is it on the amenities list?
I don't believe. I mean, I get it. I am
That's
very
awful.
Vanilla.
Boy.
Very plain.
Mm.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But, wow, okay. Anyway, trash me. It's going on. Lots of stuff going on. Yeah. Going on out there.
Boy. It's the little things. After, I don't know, 2 years of whining about it and saying, what's that? No one even knows what that is. And why would you ever give up the name HBO? They've apparently heard me over there at HBO, and they're changing the name back to HBO Max.
All right, Sarah, you did it.
You know what? You're welcome, everyone.
You did it.
Now you're going to know where to find things. You won't be like Max, as in E-pads. Come on. Max is changing its name back to HBO Max. And frankly, they should go one step further and go back to HBO Go, which was the best name. It was like you had HBO on your TV, but then if you were going to watch on your iPad, you go to HBO Go. Yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
You make it not fun. You make it not fun.
In what way am I not making this fun? Ooh. And by the way, X, I'm coming for you next.
The hell? Kiss.
People care.
No, you care.
I do care. You're right. I was like, they kept going Max. And I'm like, what the F is Max? And after all those years with HBO, like HBO is a completely established thing. Why would you give that up? Anyway, we can all agree, except for Vinny, that it was stupid for them to change the name from HBO to Max. Well, they have finally caught on.
Hardly anyone even watches it.
What? You're crazy. Max?
Yeah.
I watch tons of stuff on there.
What?
I don't know. Give me a list and I'll tell you everything I watch on it. It's the HBO app. I watch it all the time.
All right.
I think Righteous Gemstones are on there.
White Lotus.
Oh, yeah. White Lotus is on there.
The Last of Us.
Oh, yes. I watched that on there.
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
Sopranos. All the greats.
By the way, those were all still HBO shows. They just took, like, HBO still existed, but they just took it out of the name of the app.
Right. It was the streaming. It was their streaming service.
Right.
So if you were watching HBO, which I don't, I guess people do still watch, like, if you're watching cable, you would select the channel HBO.
Of course.
Right. And there would be things
yeah.
at certain times. Like yeah, I watched John Oliver live on like on a Sunday night, say, on HBO. But then, of course, I would just go to stupid Max. Like, what's that? To find it on another day. I'm so glad they're going back to it. Now I can stop whining.
Okay. You did it.
Thank you. Thanks for noticing. I did complain loudly and often.
They heard you.
It's the little things. So Warner Brothers finally caught up. They have announced at a press event yesterday, they're going back to HBO Max. They're leaving Max in there, but fine. They actually trolled themselves with a bunch of memes featuring scenes from like Friends, like Pivot, and Game of Thrones and Euphoria. And they're floating around. There's some cute ones. We back. And as for programming announcements, because everybody's doing their rollouts right now. Warner Brothers unveiled a new trailer for James Gunn's Superman movie. I cried during it this morning.
Get out of here.
It's really good. I don't know why I cried, except that, I mean, he's so misunderstood. He's only trying to save people. You know, I just really felt for him. And I did have one tear that leaked out. Or my eyes were itchy.
You were tearing both eyes.
That's a good performance if that actually happened.
It did. Yeah. I watched and listen, I liked the other one with the dog, you know, where he's laying there and the dog's trying to help him and then there's just a few flashes. Here he is. There's the new guy. There's an overhead of the Pentagon. There's some bad guy. Oh yeah, and Nicholas Holt. I think is Lex Luthor.
Yeah.
Like young Lex Luthor.
And I love that kid.
Me too. And his head is shaved and so there's Lois Lane. They just showed you Lois Lane. She's doing an interview.
They arrested him?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. They pushed him right into the cement.
He doesn't care. It doesn't hurt him. Don't worry. He's Superman.
Or if it was that asphalt. I'm sorry, everyone. It was asphalt. Mm.
Tarmac. Macadam. Macadam.
Oh gosh. The building's falling over.
Oh, look. Protect the little girl. Let's protect. There's Lois Lane. She's yelling at him. He's laser eye and stuff. Then all of a sudden, there's all these creatures. Like toward the end, he actually flies into like a small Godzilla mouth to kill the thing from the inside. Like he just...
You cried at this, though?
Well, some of the stuff they're saying was very... Look, he's so upset about it. He just wants to help. He's just trying to help.
Just let me laugh, okay? Because I cry at stuff and my kids laugh at me. Oh, you cried at this?
I did.
Hysterical.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, what's up with that lady?
Her hands turn into saws. Oh, they hurt the dog. I don't like that.
Well, anyway, Superman.
There you go.
Yeah, and Superman plus weird monsters. Tons of, like, clearly something's coming from outer space. It's all happening. Looks good.
Why are we talking about that?
Because that is one of the things. It's a new trailer. It's up at the Sarah Mini Facebook page, by the way. And that is one of the programming announcements that they made, that there's a new trailer.
Oh, at the HBO Max.
The new Game of Thrones series, A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms, has gotten pushed back, which is, I know, huge bummer. Dunk an egg.
Are you still watching the second one that came out?
Yes, that's over though now. There'll be more seasons.
There's two seasons so far, and you liked it.
House of the Dragon?
House of the Dragon.
Yeah, I did.
You liked it?
It's fine. I like it because it's set in that universe, and I did read I read that history thing, this tome that he wrote about the history of this fake place. And I do like it. It's good. But I was with a lot of people who, when they completely changed the cast to move it forward 10 years in the first season, it was hard. I really liked that young girl who, I don't have her name on my tongue, but she just became like Supergirl in some...
What?
She, the girl who played young Raina, or however you say her name, was just cast as like the newest Supergirl.
Oh, yeah, she did.
Millie Alcott.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Young Rhaenyra.
Yes. And I think you were the one who called it. You saw her and went, oh, that's the girl from Game of Thrones.
Oh.
It was me.
It was Bob.
Yeah.
Bob, queen of ideas. And knowing things.
I watched Game of Thrones and I liked it okay. I thought that there were far too many push episodes where an entire hour happens and nothing happened. Way too many of those episodes. There was some good stuff. The ending was awful.
Mm. Awful.
Like terrible.
Yep.
So
a throwaway.
And I gave the new one a chance and I don't love it. Mm. I do not love. Do you love it?
I really like it.
Okay.
And I really love the guy who plays Damon. I don't know if that dude is foxy AF. Like I just feel
Matt
like
Smith.
That's his name. Max Smith.
Matt Smith.
Man, I don't know him from anything else, but damn, he's got weird eyes and very, I'm like, I love that dude.
He was Doctor Who.
Oh, was he?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what color is his hair in real life? Because I'm going to guess it's not shoulder length blonde, white blonde.
It's brown.
Isn't brown hair? Short.
Dark.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
the
literally,
guy.
There he is. Yeah. Oh, you know who he played? I just realized he's in The Crown. He's young Prince Philip, or the
that
queen
is right.
Consort.
In the first season.
Yeah, he's great. Oh, that dude, he's handsome. That's my kind of guy right there.
You like that guy,
yeah,
huh?
I like that guy. Don't tell John. Anyway, there's that. They're pushing Knight of the Seven Kingdoms back, which, if you like to read, Knight of the Seven Kingdoms is three lovely, fun, set in the Game of Thrones universe stories that
they're
awesome. They're a quick read, and they are awesome. Yeah. I really, really loved those.
So sad when I finished them.
I know. You could go back and read them again.
I'm not going to rewatch them. Yeah, or reread them.
2026. Sometime in 2026, that'll come out.
That'll be our book club. We'll reread that.
Yeah. That'll be fun. There's the HBO thing, blah, blah, blah. Netflix. Let's, as I mentioned, there are so many. It used to be just like ABC, NBC, CBS, and Fox. And they would roll out, here's what we're going to change. Here's the shows that are going away. And here are the new shows for this coming fall season. And they're called the upfronts.
Mm-hmm.
And those are happening right now. But they are ridiculous now because not only are there the four big networks that are mostly rolling out like game shows or whatever, because nobody's watching them anymore. But they also each have a streamer. And then there are 1,000 other, like HBO Max and Hulu and Amazon Prime and Apple TV Plus and Disney. Like all of these things are doing rollouts now. And Netflix is one of them. Here is there's a little bit of stuff that they're talking about here. First of all, returning series for this fall include, or for this year, I should say, because they don't do the same season timings as anybody
right.
else. Bridgerton season 4 will be happening.
Oh, you must be stoked.
Yeah. Oh, I was going to ask you, Bob, if you were into the Bridgerton.
Yes,
stuff.
And I've been waiting for this brother for years. This was my favorite brother. So
oh, you read all
wait.
The books?
No, I didn't read the books.
Oh, how do you know it's your favorite brother?
Just from what he's been doing on the show.
I'm interested, too. I do like the casting on this. I think it's pretty good. I was actually thinking about reading the books, but I hear that they're not all that graphic, which... If I want to read a romance novel, I want
point?
It to be right. Hello. Like, get me hot. So Bridgerton season 4, I think it is coming back. The four seasons has already been renewed. And that's one, I want to say that's like Tina Fey's show.
Yeah, Tina
and it's
Fey
four
and
couples
Steve Carell.
Who go on four big, Steve Carell too. They go on four big trips a year and maybe they stay at the four seasons, but it's, four big trips. And then The Diplomat, which I think is the one you liked with Kerry Russell.
Love that
show. So this is the upfront for Netflix. Those are all coming back. Those are the returning ones. The things that are going to be new, remember Star Search? It was basically the original, America's Got Talent.
Mm-hmm.
It ran from 83 to 95. There was a brief revival from 03 to 04. And now Netflix is going to bring it back. And they're saying that their version of it is going to air live. They didn't say when, they didn't say who would be involved, but they said Star Search. It's coming back, but it's going to be formatted differently. I didn't know. I mean, they have done live things from time to time.
Well, the Mulaney Show is live.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah. They it's Wednesday nights, and then...
And then, of course, it's available.
Yeah. I think that's after. They should expand, and that's the perfect way to do it.
I mean, you know, they're going into sports. They're going into other stuff, so...
And then there's a couple new movies that are coming out, which are like Netflix productions. So there's a Denzel, our co-star from Flight, Denzel Washington, and Robert Pattinson, who's Edward Cullen. Here Comes the Flood is the name of this movie they're doing together. It's a heist thriller. And then there is a movie called Fight for 84. It's based on the real life story of the plane crash that killed the U.S. Olympic boxing team in 1980. And Jamie Foxx is going to play the coach that they brought in to rebuild the team for the 1984 games, which sounds like a documentary that you have watched because you've watched all the documentaries.
I have not seen a documentary on that. So,
well, now
I will watch
this. Is not a documentary,
but I will watch it though because it's historic. Yeah, I like the historic stuff.
So there is that.
I don't know anything about that actually.
I know when I think of 1980, I think of the hockey thing.
For sure,
the
but
Miracle on Ice, or whatever it's called.
That was still a time when boxing actually
it was,
made the news, and I don't remember that story at all. So, okay, cool.
Yeah. Well, that's why it's got to be told. It's a story that needs to be told.
I absolutely followed boxing for a period of time there.
Yeah.
Sugar Ray Leonard and
1980. You were probably only a 10-year-old.
Yeah, maybe that would have been That's exactly when it would have been peaking. Boxing was still on TV, and there were a lot of Roberto Duran, and there were a lot of big stars in that at that time.
Do you remember Marvin Hagler?
Yes.
That guy, I'm 99% sure it was him. It was some big boxer who lived in Brockton. Marvelous Marvin, right?
Yeah.
And Brockton was like a town over from us, and people would like still be driving by his supposed house that he lived in.
They were the biggest sports stars for a minute there.
On ABC, Wide World of Sports, or whatever.
And I got to meet Sugar Ray Leonard many years later.
Really?
Yeah. At, what is it called? What is wrong with me? The video game maker that does...
Sega, Nintendo?
Atari, PlayStation?
They're right down the road. They were in Redwood City.
EA Sports?
EA Sports. He has a game on their thing, and I got to meet him there. And it was cool. Really cool. And he also had, you know, some of these cats have been hit a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're not the sharpest tacks anymore.
It's part of the, you know, job. But
you want to think that someone in their life would go, please, no more fighting. It's all I know.
And he was a guy that they'd said, if you fight one more time, you're going to go blind.
Yeah.
And he went, yeah, I'm going to take another fight. Okay.
Right, what are you going to say to that
guy? Well, I mean, you know,
this is who I am, man.
They've got the money, but it's not about that anymore. They have all the money. Now it's about, hey, I got a reputation to keep up. No, you don't, actually. Yeah. It's called retired.
It'll be fine, yep.
That could be your reputation. No.
You should turn off the camera anytime I'm with my nose. That'd be great. Is there a way to turn off the cameras? Because I was noticing last break, I was like really going at my eye. My eye was super itchy. And I wondered if there was a way to like, for me to go, hey, I'm going to do something to my face now.
She just won't use it, right?
Yeah, this is she's doing clips right now.
Yeah, but at some point we're gonna be live.
Well, when you're live, you're just going to have to pick your boogers and let people see it.
I don't want to do that.
Yeah, during the breaks, I'll put up a BRB graphic.
Yeah, but if I just, like, if my nose is running during the break, I'll have to go off camera.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Duck under your desk.
Sure. Right,
maybe we'll get you a little towel.
Give me a towel. I'll put a towel over it. A bandana.
No,
I'll put a bandana. I'm not going to knock it over. I'll just cover it.
All right.
It's okay.
I'm just
everyone
working through
nose.
The problems. Yeah, but I'm like sitting there itching it or whatever, and I'm not even thinking about it.
You're very neat about it. You're not like sloppy about it.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for that. Yeah, no problem. What if all of a sudden a big booger comes out while I'm on camera? Huh? What about that?
It happens. Vinny's going. See, now Vinny's gold digging.
Oh, nice. Oh, Vinny. Vinny is knuckle deep. Actually, it does look real.
Does it?
Yeah, you got to get the knuckle up a little bit further like that. Like.
Well, now he really has got it up his nose.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
See if he can get any prints.
Snip, snip. clip.
Some stills. Mm.
This is a full. Great. This is the. You're welcome. There's your clip of the day.
That isn't the clip of the day.
I mean, maybe it is.
No, you're going to be spectacular in 1 minute. Go.
Mm. Yeah.
It's doubtful. And I only have one
Get
minute
back to
left.
The radio show.
You want to do the jelly roll thing? Did you like that?
Jelly roll!
Jelly roll is so friggin' charming. So I jump on Jelly Roll's Instagram this morning to see this thing that he did. And as I'm scrolling down through it, that dude is really noticeably lighter. Like, he's still a big dude, but I just want to say good for him. That is clearly a lot of work, and he's doing it. And his wife is so smoking hot.
Yeah.
Like, she's so... And she looks at him with just... adoration in her eyes. It's actually really, I mean, I get it. She knows they're being photographed, but she does seem to really be into him. And she said, look, I want to have kids. I want you to be healthy. You need to get that weight down. Jelly Roll is currently on the Big Ass World Tour right now with Post Malone. The world part, though, has never been fully guaranteed for Jelly because he has a criminal background.
Mm-hmm.
There are certain countries that will not accept American citizens if they have felonies. And England was... one of them. Apparently, some wheeling and dealing went on behind the scenes, and now Jelly's good to go. And his first two shows are at Tottenham Stadium.
London, England. Listen, y'all, biggest announcement of my career. They let me come to England, baby. It's happening. That's real, dude. I am playing Tottenham Stadium with Post Malone. The first night's already sold out. I'll be there. The second night is on sale. I can't believe I'm even coming to England, but the fact that my first time is doing two stadium shows with Post Malone, please come out and see us, y'all. Tottenham Stadium, y'all come see me, man. This is huge. Love y'all, man. I can't wait to see y'all. I'm excited.
Oh, and it's just, there's so much energy in him. It's so fun. So
I'm glad that they were able to. One of the things that bothers me about real life is when people go, well, the rules, you know, the rules.
These are the rules.
Okay, but someone in charge can actually say, you know what? We can make an exception. It's not going to kill anybody. And this guy is, he's not getting anywhere fast. We don't have to worry about him. There's nobody.
He's not gonna pull a runner.
No.
That's it. I'm leaving the stadium. I'm going to go down and roll his bank down here. I'll see you in a minute. I'll be right back. You won't even know I'm gone.
It's so easy.
You're on fault for letting me in the country.
To just say, we got this. You know what we're going to do? I'm a person in charge with a rubber stamp. Clear to travel. Like, right. Done. It's over. We move on
That's
with our
it.
Lives.
We pull the wool over their eyes, guys. Now we're all our felons. We're coming in. Oh, you're going to be sorry about that. And we're going to do a great show. It's going to be great. All right. See you after my next heist. Yeah, I'm with you. It's just, it does feel silly that the people of the world can't just go, okay, let's look at this one example and see if we can't make an exception.
Well, if we open the door for him, then we have to open. No, yes, actually, you don't.
Or you could also look at all the other
case
examples.
Case by case, maybe, yes, right. But you don't, doesn't, but the floodgate, no, relax.
You are in control of the floodgates. You can let the people through one at a time for your consideration. No, let them through.
Oh my God. Yeah. I mean, maybe I've been on too many HOAs, but really, sometimes with the rules, you're just like, what are you? This is our home. We can do what we want.
We decide.
Right.
We're an HOA.
Der George.
Yep. Hmm. There's good HOAs and bad HOAs. Are you guys in charge of your own HOA or do you use a company?
Let's not talk about HOAs. It's time for trash, okay. But
this is actually
jelly.
The time has ended.
What?
You know, look at the time. It's crazy. The day is getting away from us. What you got coming up, Ben?
So much stuff, including the ideal socially.
Ooh.
Nothing.
Okay.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
What the hell just happened?
Ah, Bob just hit another home run and it wasn't even on mic. No, I don't. So I won't do that. You're right, Bob. Good job.
Wait, what happened?
She just, nothing. She just took care of something off air. And now we're good to go for my news.
It's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show, coming up in less than half an hour, 8:05. It's your chance to win tickets to the sold-out Coldplay show at Stanford Stadium, courtesy of Live Nation.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by La Garza Summer Camp.
Oh.
La Garza Summer Camp's got it all. 30 locations across the Bay Area, a variety of programs from sports to STEAM, flexible scheduling, epic fun for kids, and peace of mind for parents. Head to LaGarzaSports.org and use the code ALICE for $50 off today. That's code word ALICE to save $50.
Sweet.
At LaGarzaSports.org. Sunny and 70s today. You might have some overcast conditions here this morning or some, you know, partly cloudy, but mostly nice day and warming up.
All right.
As the week moves along, we're going to see summer-like conditions.
Sounds fantastical.
The Warriors lost last night, everyone. I'm sorry to bring you the bad news.
The opposite of fantastical.
Thanks again to all of the people who recommended books for me to go get to talk to my daughter about The Birds and the Bees.
You finally settled on?
It's Not the Stork. I brought a list of like four that people had recommended on the text machine, and I brought them to the Santa Cruz bookstore and I put them in front of the kid and said, I'll take them. And they only had two of the four, but I got them.
Mm.
And then I looked at both. And chose It's Not the Stork.
You know what? Good for you for going to a local bookstore and doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, really, like, support those guys.
I do. We go there all the time. Anyway, so
It's Not the Stork.
It's Not the Stork is the one.
Turns out.
How long do parents spend fighting with their kids over screen time?
Oh, God. Probably more than they actually spend on the screen.
96 hours a year fighting with their kids over technology. 96 hours of friction due to the screen time. And that's in a situation where, you know, the parents just are continuing to try. How many parents go, I give up?
Yeah, go ahead.
It might be better for that kid to get the screen time than for us
to be in a constant fight.
To constantly be at it about the screen time.
Right.
We're ruining our relationship over this.
Might be worth ruining it, though.
Well,
just to get them off of
there.
It's
one of those things where I'm sure you've got to find a balance, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the middle of that as well. And I don't know what the
right. It's really
the
hard.
Answer is.
And we're all on our screen, so it's hard to say. Don't
well,
be on screens.
And you know what? I did watch TV as a kid.
Sure.
I didn't watch a lot because I like to, you know, I like to go skateboarding and do things outside, but you know, it's not like we didn't have screens. We just watched them on TV and, you know, there were less options, but plenty of people could kill a Saturday morning watching cartoons.
Oh, yeah. I really feel like that's a longer form thing, though. I don't think we're just suffering from staring at screens. We're also changing the way we learn things, and our memories are quite unnecessary these days because I can just Google it if I forget the answer, and the lack of, you know, your attention span.
As a guy who was going into this parenthood thing and just trying to figure it out, there was a point where I got 529s for my kids. Well, first for the first kid, and then
529E. It's an educational savings account.
So you're saving for the kids' college, right, is what it comes down to.
And then, it's managed by someone. They're great.
Yeah. And just the other day, I saw this story about how is ChatGPT ruining college? And I just went, oh my God, is AI going to just make all of the entire college experience obsolete?
It is rough. The kids use it all the time. And, you know, it's
write
harder.
Me a paper.
Yeah. I mean,
if 1 minute later, there's your paper.
Yeah.
All you have to do is read it and edit it.
And you have to like look at it and you can tell, like there's certain, you can just kind of tell when it's AI, especially when it's a student who normally writes like really badly. And then all of a sudden it's like this beautiful piece of work, but it's hard to fight, you know?
It's hard to hear that as someone who's put some money away for this stuff and to think that somehow it's just going to become no more. It's like the new Sears. Going to college is like the new, you know.
Right. Why would I go to college? I have a computer.
Right.
It's right here in my hand. I walk around with it.
They're just closed. They just went closed.
Yep.
Just closing up shop. Hundreds of years of in business. We're closing.
Mm.
What?
Just the internet. The internet. The internet. It's I have such a love-hate relationship with it. It's so great. And also kind of ruining everything. And then throw AI on top of it. Oh my God.
I've always enjoyed this next conversation because I don't, you know, believe it or not, I don't necessarily think there's any judgment necessary here. It's your life experience. It's the things that the choices you've made along the way. And, but I know that it can come with maybe slut shaming or what, anyway. In this case, I look at these numbers and think, what?
Oh, what There's is an what's this ideal, gonna be? I can't wait.
Right, I'm building it up. There's an ideal, socially acceptable number of sexual partners, and it's different for men and women. Okay, well, I'm not surprised by that.
Right. Well, at least it's up from zero. I mean, in the olden days, men went out and had their experiences and had a hooker. You know, their dad would take them to the hooker place. The hookers are us.
Hooker house.
Yeah, the hooker house. House of hookers. But a woman had to be intact. And they would actually check it sometimes. Like, they're, you know, somebody gloveless. Some church dude would be like, yeah, let's make sure she's worthy of the Duke or whoever. I do read a lot of historical fiction. And it's very, I know, it's super gross. And they could have none. They were considered ruined. You were passing off used goods. And God forbid she had a baby out of wedlock. Oh, God. The end for women. Jesus. It's rough.
A study claims to have found the sweet spot for the ideal number of partners. For men, the magic number is 4 to 5.
Oh, God.
Okay, where did they get
for a woman, it's absolutely none of your business.
For a woman, it's 2 to 3.
Okay. That's great.
They say here that so 4 to 5 lifetime partners, 2 to 3 being casual, the age of the first encounter between 18 and 20. All of that is off for me. Mm. And I'm really surprised that there'd be any guys out there that would say 4. Of any, you know, of a certain,
I'd be like, check with me when you've hit, but let's get that number up a little bit.
Before
I don't want to have to
you
teach
give him
you
a roll.
I really would like you to come to me knowing some stuff.
For
I don't
women.
Be like, tap, tap, tap. Listen, that's not, Should I draw you a picture? Do you want me to just like do a diagram for you?
Let me give you a book.
Yeah.
It's not the stork. For women, the ideal was lower, 2 to 3 partners, 1 to 2 being casual, and the age of the first encounter was between 16 and 18.
Oh.
Lower for the lady.
Mm.
The study used data from Germany, where the age of consent is 14.
Whoa. That's very surprising.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Surprising to hear that. Yeah. Of course, they all start drinking over there. I think 16, you can drink. That seems young.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think Sean was drinking at 16. He ordered beer right in front of me. I'm like, what? Wait a minute.
I was drinking at 16, too. That's...
Yeah, I know, but not legally.
Right.
Not legally.
Wow, that's
true. 5 years to go.
Yeah. And in any event, people with moderate sex lives are judged most positively, while those at either extreme, super active or completely inactive, tend to face more punishment. I don't know what that actually
is. You know, if you face punishment for your sexual history, you should tell that person to F all the way off.
Right.
And live your life the way you want to live it. I would be so mad if someone gave up. Like, I have banged a ton of dudes in my life. It's been years, though, unfortunately. You know, once you get married, you got to stick with the one person. And I wouldn't say I'm proud of it, but I did what I wanted to do. I'm proud of the way I've lived my life. So I guess I am proud of it. F it. Up yours, people who are judging.
Yeah, I mean, I actually wish that I had a lot of opportunities that I did not take advantage of. And part of it was because I'm someone who was fearful of getting AIDS or getting...
That was definitely a thing.
And at the time,
in the 80s.
They didn't really talk about it being HIV then leads to AIDS. It was just AIDS. In the 80s, you were going to get AIDS if you, you know... And so I was very careful. And I wish I wasn't, because it seems everyone around me was just getting after it. And,
carcass is carcass, bro.
Well, my numbers are lower than I'd like them to be.
Mm. I think they're higher than you admit, though.
No, that's not true. Mm. I gave you the list.
Yeah, but then we kept stumbling on things. Oh, yeah, that. But who cares what your number is? You shouldn't be ashamed of it. Live your life.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Let's see. Men still face pressure to perform.
Oh.
And they say women are penalized for exceeding expectations. What is this, Germany?
Was the line that your girlfriend used and you were like, God, you're really good at that?
She said, how do you think I got so good at this? And I was like,
I don't think about that. I don't. I wouldn't. I'm not.
She could do this thing.
Yeah.
She was so fantastic at it. Like crazy good. And then I don't know, one of the times the immediate afterglow.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you're so great.
Oh yeah, how do you think I got that way?
The coldest splash of water ever.
Well, that's on her. She shouldn't have said that. That just makes you feel like, oh man.
Well, I wouldn't have traded it in.
No,
of course, I wouldn't have wanted her to be less.
Can I get their names and addresses so I can write thank you notes? Because that was good that you got some practice time in. Woo!
Yikes. Woo! How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts.
Fast facts. This may be surprising. Most varieties of Oreos are considered vegan, including the classic, double stuff, mega stuff, golden, and thins. They do not contain milk, eggs, or any other animal products. Oreos.
Mm.
Vegan.
I wonder if that's a recent development because they weren't vegetarian for a while. They used lard.
I don't know, but I'll tell you.
But now.
That might be the most delicious vegan thing on the planet.
I'm with you. I love Oreos. I don't need your double stuff. I'll eat them. Don't get me wrong. I'll go classic plain.
With a glass of milk.
Yeah.
I mean, which unveganizes the whole thing, but is unveganized a thing?
It is. It's a total thing. You could do oat milk.
It's been since the mid-90s.
Oh, okay. Mid-90s, they got the lard out?
Yeah, they switched to vegetable oil.
My girlfriend was vegetarian. I'd be like, those have lard. She's like, stop talking right now. I'm eating this. You know how mad vegetarians are.
You really don't ruin this for me, right? Is that right. What she's saying? Honest to God, I don't have a lot of options.
I know it doesn't have a face.
Willful, what do they call that? Willful? Never mind.
Non-acknowledgement. I don't know. Self-deception.
Willful ignorance.
Yes, there it is. That's it. Good one.
Mattel released a pregnant version of the Barbie doll. Her name was Midge, and she had a detachable baby bump with a baby inside.
Oh.
She was quickly discontinued because people thought she promoted teen pregnancy.
Oh. Well, don't all baby dolls promote teen pregnancy? Like, why did she? Because she couldn't be a...
Oh, good point. Babies.
I mean, right.
Right.
I mean, we all have baby dolls.
But they don't know how they get... I mean, they're still living the stork life.
So, did you have to squeeze the baby out from her lady parts to get the baby... I mean, that would be like, maybe that would off put the girls would be like, I can't do that. I remember when I first found out about sex and what it was, I went, well, I'll be adopting because I do want to have some kids. When I was little, I wanted kids.
You did?
Yeah. And I was like, I'll adopt. I can't do that. I don't want to do that with anybody.
When you were little, you wanted kids?
Yes. Oh my God. But I remember being like, I want to be a mom when I grow up.
I can't believe it.
Tell me about it.
One of my favorite visuals of you is in the hallway at WDRE.
Oh, no, I wasn't a kid then.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, formed. You were so very much with it. She's got a grit in her mouth. Yeah. I hate kids. I would never have kids. And I was like, you are awesome. Look at this chick. I hate him. Why would I ever do that to my life? Why would I? Hold on. Yeah, I would never do that.
Mm.
And there I was like, oh, you are bitching.
Sorry to have let you down.
What do you mean?
I went on to have kids.
Oh, well, you did. Well, I mean, you didn't let me down, but I mean, you're just.
I had no idea that was such a turn on for you.
Me and my husband, we play video games, we drink, we smoke, we do whatever we want. Yeah. Nobody
and
says.
And then he started making little pitter patter noises all around the house. I blame you, John. God.
Oh, our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things that you guys had to say. 415 says, no, Vin, Mike J is the most delicious vegan thing on the planet.
Oh, do they know Mike J?
They must, because he is great looking. I didn't even think of that.
And he's vegan. He's also like, in a way, it's you could call it like chemical warfare. Like he is anti-chemicals. Like he doesn't want anything in his house that contains any chemicals.
Oh, so he never gets anything clean ever.
Yes. He uses products that don't clean.
They leave streaks on every single thing. You're like, how is this helpful?
Right. His clothes don't get clean because the laundry detergent.
He's got static cling. Everything's stuck to him.
No, he's fully.
Get that sock off your back.
That's the way he wants to be. And he's like really concerned with it. And if you get him going, like never bring this up to him. Because if you get him going, it's like he really does like
to
talk about it.
Have you ever pulled on a pair of pants? I'll give you, it's not jeans, but you pull on a pair of pants and they shrink to you because of that.
Yes. Like static cling.
Yes. It's mm-hmm. You have to do something about it. Otherwise you are just.
Yep.
Who can live like that? I mean, I guess Mike J lives like that, but.
There are other things you could probably do. Like, don't they say those wool balls, you put those balls in there. Or I was reading some hack where if you take a thing of tinfoil and you crumple it up into a ball and throw it in your dryer with your clothes instead of a dryer sheet, it takes the, supposedly, it's just one of those hacks that people are like, do this, I want to go viral. It takes away the static.
That's a thing. Just read it.
Does it actually work?
It says so. It says make a ball about the size of a softball.
There you go, Mike. You're welcome.
510 loved Sarah shouting in the background, carcass is carcass, bro. LOL. Well, she didn't, you know, she comes up with a lot of sayings, and that one she, you know,
didn't
lived for
with.
A
That's
while.
True.
She lived it. She came up with the saying.
I actually think I was a little bit more discerning than just carcass.
Well, I mean,
there were nights when I was like, no, I didn't want to bang any of those people.
Mostly there were some hot guys in the crowd that were, you know, worth a roll.
We should mention I was a touring musician.
She was a rock star.
It was a different place every night.
From the stage, you.
I did too. And I would go to a roadie, be like, give that guy a backstage pass.
Come meet me by the dumpster.
Like, no, I'm not going to do anything with you.
Backstage passes?
Yeah, of course we did. Oh.
I love that story. That's one of my favorite Sarah stories. There you are, a touring musician doing covers, but still a huge star from the stage.
It was crazy.
I don't see it, but I just didn't have that kind of.
There was clearly I'm so far out of that. I know there are very successful cover bands out there in the world, and especially ones that are like tribute bands. Like if you love a band and you go see like the Zeppelin cover band or whatever, and they look like them, they sound like them. You know, it's note for note. People love that stuff. There's just a lot of dance clubs, and we played at all of them.
Is it possible there weren't a lot of tour, like major bands touring through that area too, like New England?
Well, we played at dance clubs mostly. Oh. Like they were clubs, you know, like the size of maybe like a little bigger than Bimbo's. And once we'd been there a few times, and we played tons of proms, and we played a few weddings, like people would pay good money for that.
I like a wedding band.
Yeah, hard to pick guys up at weddings.
I should have done
Kidding.
That. It was easy to pick them up, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course it was. You're hot and you're like, you. And you send a roadie out.
Yeah, go get that guy.
The ma'am in the band would like to see you backstage.
To the groom. She thinks you've made a grievous mistake. I would like to rectify it for you. Oh, I'm kidding, of course.
Anyway.
Okay, ready?
Yes.
Coming up next, Coldplay tickets.
My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at
97.3.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores?
How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.